From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Options following today's North Korean nuke test may limit the United States and the world's options. U.S. President Donald Trump condemns North Korea on Sunday for carrying out its largest nuclear test yet, calling it a rogue nation whose words and actions continue to be very hostile and dangerous to the United States. North Korea says it has successfully conducted a test of a hydrogen bomb meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. In a pair of Twitter comments, the U.S. leader said North Korea has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help out but with little success. However, Trump rebuked U.S. ally South Korea, saying Seoul is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. The White House says Trump and his national security team are meeting today to discuss the matter. Trump's criticism of South Korea and new President Moon Jae-in in his overtures to North Korea comes as the U.S. leader also is preparing to end a free trade deal with Seoul against the wishes of his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, and his chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn. The U.S. and South Korea carried out more than $112 billion in trade last year, but to Trump's concern, the United States had a trade deficit of more than $27 billion in those transactions. 9 days after Hurricane Harvey dumped unprecedented rains on Houston, residents of the city are beginning to return to home and assess the damages. In an interview with Fox News, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said damages could be $180 billion. This is VOA News. The western United States is experiencing a heat wave and wildfires. On Saturday, San Francisco had its hottest September 2nd on record, 38 degrees Celsius, but just the day before, the hilly city sweltered in its hottest day ever at 41 degrees. Other record highs were also reported Saturday in California's San Jose, Santa Cruz, and Santa Rosa. Bay Area Rapid Transit System spokeswoman Alicia Truss said trains were ordered to slow down on sun-exposed tracks because of concerns the heat could expand and possibly shift the metal tracks. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti said a wildfire north of downtown is the largest in his city's history. Fire officials said they're confident they can bring the blaze under control after it had destroyed two homes. Garcetti issued evacuation orders for more than 700 homes in the city as firefighters fought back flames that consumed 20 kilometers of brush-covered mountains. Fires are also burning in more than 2,300 square kilometers of land across Wyoming, South Dakota, and Montana. At least 60,000 people were forced to leave their homes in central Frankfurt today as Germany began an operation to defuse a huge unexploded World War II bomb dubbed the Blockbuster. The operation is the biggest evacuation of its kind in post-war Germany, Frankfurt security chief Marcus Frank said. The 1.8-ton British bomb, which German media says was nicknamed Wundblockernacker, or the Blockbuster, for its ability to wipe out entire streets and flatten buildings, was discovered during building works last Tuesday. Police have since been guarding the bomb site, which is close to the city center, just some 2.5 kilometers north of the main Ziel shopping area. Homes and buildings within a 1.5 kilometer radius of the site were supposed to be cleared by 0600 GMT, but some people were still in the evacuation zone well past the deadline as police carried out door-to-door checks. At one building where officers were ringing doorbells and using loudspeakers to announce the evacuation, a man and a woman emerged saying they were unaware they were in the affected district. At midday, emergency services were still unable to give the all clear for the bomb disposal units to move in. After a delay of at least 2 hours, the experts were finally able to start disarming the bomb, what's called an HC-4000 high-capacity explosive used in air raids by Britain's Royal Air Force during World War II. Find out more about these stories and more on our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.